This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
Before we get started with the show today, I'd like to thank one of our new sponsors, the OTCExchange.com. It's the first aggregated news service site. It provides you with all the info you need to make informed decisions on penny stocks. That's the OTCExchange.com. On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was on my show back in March of this year. I'm talking about Sable Resources Limited. You can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol SBLRF. If you're up there in Toronto, look them up. You can find them on the TSX Venture under the ticker symbol SAE. And with us today is the CEO and president of the company, going to bring us up to speed, Dr. Ruben Padilla. Ruben, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
You know, since you've been on the show, you've actually done some great things. One, you did a private placement for 12.5 million dollars. That being said, can you tell us what else Sable Resources is doing, and what do you think your competitive advantages are, your competitive edges over to your peers?
The first thing is to say that we are an exploration company, and our goal is to deliver value to mineral discoveries, and that's what we are working very hard to do. And our competitive advantage is probably the way that we do things. First is that we look for ore deposits only that can, the size of great ore deposits that can really create value to the company. This is very important because you can have a technical success, but never find that deposit is the size of the grade that you really can impact the value of the company. And we are very careful of the projects that we pick and we advance that has that potential. Another important thing for us is to be in jurisdictions where we can drill relatively fast, because only drilling will give us the answer, and also a place where you can mine an ore deposit when you discover the ore deposit. So we are in good jurisdictions in Mexico and also in the San Juan province of Argentina. And we also have an efficient and very small team. This is also very important in mineral exploration, not to overcharge the company with so many people.
Right.
We have a small, very, very practical team. And we also use this a very systematic approach from early stage concepts to drilling stage and more advanced stages. And we are very proud to have a portfolio of projects. In this moment, we have like a 14 projects ready to drill.
Yeah, I
we
saw
have
that.
We have 1.1 million hectares in Mexico, where we're producing more targets, and around 130,000 hectares in San Juan, Argentina. So we have a portfolio of projects. We can move projects to the drill stage, to the advanced stage. We can kill projects when they are no good and keep going. And the last and not the less important thing is to be well financed to do the right job, because it doesn't matter how many good ideas you have, you don't have the money to do the job, you will never do it. That's our advantage, to have those fundamental things always well covered.
I wanted to ask you and just clarify something. Did you guys do two private placements or just one, and the total was 12.5 million?
We did one at this time for 12.5 million.
That's what I thought. You know, one of the reasons why I asked you to come back on the show that I'm really excited about and excited to share with my listeners is that recently you guys announced your first drill results in the El Fierro project located in San Juan, Argentina. Where are we at about that? What are you so excited about? And bring us up to speed.
El Fierro is the project we are talking about. This is a project located in Argentina. It's a good example of our project generated in our own portfolio of projects. We brought this project to advanced stage in October of last year. We prepared the project with a lot of mapping, sampling, roads, and by February of this year, we brought the rigs to drill the first hole. We completed 3,300 meters of drilling in 25 holes. We're very excited. This is a place where at the beginning we knew about a few veins that were mined like in the late 1800s, to no deeper to 50 meters, very high-grade silver veins. There were, we knew about 2 kilometers of veins. So we took the project. We did, in parallel with the drilling, we did a lot of mapping and trenching, and we now have over 8 kilometers of veins. It's a lot, 8 kilometers of good veins with high grade in an area of like 8.5 kilometers by 8 kilometers. And the first round of drilling was very successful. We were able to prove the continuity of the mineralization in the old veins that all were mined between 25 and 50 meters down in some places. But we tested those veins now to 100, 120 meters down, and we're getting great results with, you know, results of 1.6 kilo silver over 0.6 meters. We have results of 700 grams silver over 1.7 meters. So we're very happy to be able to prove the high-grade continuity. We've had a lot of success. But at the same time, we discovered new veins that were never explored, never discovered before. And we call the one La Verde, one of those veins. We follow the vein now for 1.5 kilometer long strike. The width of those veins vary between 1 meter and 9 meters in width. And wow, just to tell you, for example, some of the results that we got there is, for example, we have in one of those things, we have 1.5 kilos over 3.7 meters, kilo of silver. In a larger interval of 10 meters with almost 550 grams of silver. So we have a strong reason to be very excited. We have a lot of gold with good results. We discovered another vein that is in the early stage of exploration, but it's parallel to La Verde. We also follow the vein now for 1.5 kilometers. So what we have there now is a vein field, a large vein field with more than 8 kilometers. For sure will be more than 10, but we finished doing this work. We now tested the high-grade continuity at depth. So what we need to do now, we stop the drilling. We drill from February to March, and we are going to be back in September. We are now signing the contract with the drillers, and our plan is to bring three rigs and really drill very intensely this project within the next 12 months and find out the full size potential of this place. So very excited. We're moving very quickly, and it's very good to have an advanced project now in the company.
If you can, give us some other details on those other two projects that you guys are working on in the San Juan, Argentina area.
Yeah, you know, along the same mineral belt, is the belt that has all the great porphyry coppers in the north in Chile, because it's very close to the border, and also where the Lundin Group has a project that they call Filo del Sol. It's a very productive mineral belt. El Fierro is located there, and we have two more projects that we call La Poncha and Don Julio. Those two projects have large land packages, like a 25,000 and 58,000 hectares. In the case of the two projects, have a style of exploration target that we call gold-copper porphyries. Gold-copper porphyries are the biggest prize that we can chase in the geology of the Andes, and we have two great properties in San Juan. In La Poncha, we have two porphyry targets that is outcropping and sub-outcropping. We have done all the work. We have the geophysics, all the mapping, large footprints, and we're ready to drill. We are moving one rig in January of next year. So we're going to be drilling two targets there with our money. And remember, these are, if we're in success, these are the kind of targets that can change completely the face of the company. They're really big targets. And also, to the south of that, we have the Don Julio project, where we have at least three targets ready to drill. Also, large gold copper targets. And in that case, we did an earning agreement with South 32, which is one of the largest base metal companies of the world. They have to invest around $14 million, to get to 65% within the next 4 to 5 years. So it's very good, because that project required a lot of capital. And I think that we have a good mix to drilling El Fierro, drilling La Poncha, two targets, and having this project with South 32. We're finishing some geophysics with South 32 in Don Julio. And then the plan is to start a 10,000 meters of drilling campaign, first round, but also at the beginning of next year. So you can see we can have multiple project drilling next year, a lot of meters going on.
You know, Ruben, one of the problems with mining is, you know, having enough financial backing to get you to where it is you guys need to go without diluting for the shareholders. That being said, what are your drill plans and your financial positions, if you could bring us up to date on that?
Yeah, between today, because we work with a winter there, that's our summer is from October to May. So I would like to measure my budget from now to next June. And our plan is to spend between $8 and $10 million of our money to do all the work that we need to do. So that means that at the end of June next year, after we finish all this drilling, we will have still have like a $20 million in the bank, because we have now like around $28.5 million in the bank. So we can do all this work and end up with $20 million. To keep doing good job. And we also have access to the $14 million from South 32. So fortunately, we have all the money that we need to do the work.
You know, your stock price is at 22 cents. Your market cap's at 56.5. I know you don't have a crystal ball, but what are your thoughts on the valuation of your company before I let you go?
You know, I always say this, there are three types of companies in this business. The one that has no advanced project, that have concepts. And you can see values of those companies between 10 million and the price that we are now, 50 million, 50 something.
Yep.
And the company that has more advanced projects with good drill holes, good hits, no discoveries, but good hits, a chance to have discoveries. And I call this the Group B of companies. And you can see the price of those companies varying between 70 million and 150 million. So I hope that we can graduate as a Company B. With the result from La Verde, so I am very confident that the market will give us the chance to graduate into the second group.
My guest today has been Dr. Ruben Padilla. He is the CEO and president of Sable Resources Limited. Look him up. You can find him on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol SBLRF. And if you're up there in the Canada, look him up on the TSX Venture. You can find him under the ticker symbol SAE. Ruben, thank you so much for coming on the show. Hopefully you come back in 50 or 60 days, give us another update of what's going on with your projects, and mostly in Argentina and San Juan, but also in Peru and Mexico.
Thank you very much. I will be back and will all the news and all the advances of our project. Thank you.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.